Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Music venues are closed around the city, the country, and the world. Musicians have been canceling tours and performances, and many are simply unable to do their jobs at home. Still, people are making music in some new and creative ways. The Cactus Club in Milwaukee's Bayview neighborhood is an all-ages venue that features a lot of local acts as well as traveling musicians. It's been hard hit by the pandemic, but it too has found a new and creative way to connect with its community through the Beat Street Music Video Project. It invites artists to submit music and create videos, connecting virtually through the arts. Kelsey Kaufman is the owner of Cactus Club, and she joins me from her home to talk about the project. Kelsey, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So the stay-at-home order has been, of course, difficult for all of us. I'm calling you from a closet right now, so, you know, things aren't exactly as one might hope they would be. But it's especially difficult for those of us who are industries that really depend on live events. How have you guys been doing over at Cactus Club?
Well, we've been closed, so our operations in a conventional way have ceased to exist. As of March 15th, we closed. But we've been brainstorming ways that we can try and use this time to bring people together and create something for the future. And that's kind of what the prompt was for this collaborative music video project that we're organizing.
Yeah, you know, something that, of course, our program, we talked to a number of musicians, and musicians have been especially hard hit. It does feel like this project is a way to really foster those connections between artists, but also give some artists who are really sidelined right now something to focus on. So how did you guys come up with this particular idea?
I'll do credit to Natasha Woods, who works at Cactus Club with me, who's also my roommate, who has been instrumental in spearheading a lot of the film programming that we're doing. So I just bought Cactus in February, though I've worked there for a zillion years. And part of kind of what we were leaning into in the year ahead was doing more multimedia programming. So this kind of combines ideas that we wanted to do in person with exploration of how we make use of our time and not totally go off the handlebars.
So what is the setup exactly of this project?
Totally. So we're calling on artists and musicians to submit a song or several songs to this database, and then filmmakers, video creators, or folks that just want to learn something new and experiment with a lot of the resources that are already available online in the confines of their own home, whether it be animation, stop animation, a home video style of music video, create a music video for these songs. And then the idea is that once some semblance of normalcy resumes and we're able to premiere it, we do this big fall festival at Cactus Club with our neighbors Good Kind and Palomino, and do a debut for the music videos inside Cactus Club during that event. And I'm sure we'll do programming auxiliary to that, but have them available online as this bizarre way to archive this time where we're all so isolated and hopefully creatively bring people together.
Yeah, and I suppose get a little bit away from the, you know, pandemic aspect of all of it.
Right, totally.
So what kinds of submissions have you gotten so far?
We've gotten over 90 songs already, which is really exciting. And we have the open call up through April 30th. And then from there, folks can claim the music videos until May 30th. But we have hip-hop from Brown's Crew, Climate Core Punk from Snag. These are Milwaukee-based artists. Indie Rock Darlings, Set Night Duets, posted, I think, a couple songs. There's Meditative Electronic from Tariq Sabar, Stony Psych Rock from Slow Walker. And then we've also gotten submissions from outside the state, because that's also part of what we do, is bring artists from around the world to Cactus Club to perform music or show films. And so it's exciting to see some of our friends from across the country submit as well. So there was Gay Country, Paisley Fields, who are out of Brooklyn. They submitted a couple songs as well.
Yeah, and that gets to another question I had. You know, what do you see, first of all, as your general mission at Cactus Club, but also how does this project play into that?
Totally. I feel like I should be more well prepared for that. Functionally, we want to be a welcoming space that's accessible and can be a platform for many different communities to use, whether it's experimenting with curation and organizing events, or if they're in a new music ensemble and want to debut, we're a spot for folks at all levels that have, I guess, a shared ethos of bringing people together and experimenting with new media. That's kind of the zone that we're in. And so how this plays into it, it's trying to uplift and empower folks of all backgrounds to participate. And so it's really neat. Tasha and Marcelo assembled this resources list too. That's part of the Google Drive that has all the information about the project. More details about the project too can be found at our website, which is cactusclubmilwaukee.com. But on the resources list, there's educational tools for lighting, sound, videography, and then also resources for footage from like archive.org and how to rip videos from YouTube and the Creative Commons, and references to UWM digital collections and New York Public Library. So it's kind of highbrow, lowbrow, this merging of folks that are interested in creative output.
Yeah. So looking to the future with this project, what are you most excited about?
Definitely just excited to see what videos come in and how people use what they have from the confines of their own home to bring people together. So it's been interesting. Dramatic Lovers debuted a video, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, a few days ago for Milwaukee Day. And the way that they organized it was each member shot their own footage at their house, and then they had the screen at different points split up with the various members playing along. I think Surfer Blood also did something comparable, but I think the project begs for folks to get weird with it, and so that's what I'm excited to see what comes in.
Alrighty. Well, Kelsey, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work, and good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Kelsey Kaufman is the owner of Cactus Club in Milwaukee's Bayview neighborhood. Although the bar and music venue is currently closed, it's using its Beat Street music video project to still connect with artists.